time, you will know the true power of Devil Radio 92.7. It is your destiny.
UKRadio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Well, some of these people that are just in the tank for Trump, no matter what. I just watched a lady they interviewed out in Wyoming, why she's not going to vote for Liz Cheney. And she just flat out says, oh, when, you know, it comes to this situation now, they should be investigating the FBI for planting all that stuff there. But that said, you know, maybe we could go the route we did with Noriega. Remember when we pumped in that music and drove him crazy? Why don't they just have a tape loop running in front of Mar-a-Lago going, if you plead the fifth, you're guilty of him, in his own words. And then maybe he'd crack and come out and say, hey, I'm guilty. I don't know. What would it take with these people? But this lady is absolutely adamant that the FBI planted all this stuff. How do you even talk to somebody like that, man?
Yeah, no, it's a good point. And, you know, Dick, here's the deal. Not everybody is up on the news, the real news. Not everybody, whether it's conservative or liberal, even listens to talk radio or calls in. Not everybody reads a newspaper. Some people just go on these really kind of right-wing sites, and they just look at right-wing tweets. And what they don't understand, and if anybody out there is listening, don't understand, is some of this stuff is put out by Russia, China, and Iran. It's not put out even by the Republican Party in this country. And I've seen some of those interviews in Wyoming and elsewhere where people are so rock solid invested in Trump, it doesn't matter what he does. You know, you may say, well, what he, you know, for instance, I'm going to pose two questions. Over and above everything else at Mar-a-Lago, over and above everything else, who helped Trump bring those documents to Mar-a-Lago? How were they selected? And who has seen them or is going to see them? There are a lot of theories. It had to be somebody very senior, and that's why I think the mole is somebody who's hoping to avoid jail time because he helped Trump, number one. Number two, my concern is who's seen them already. Already. These were in an unsecured storage area for well over a year. And it was well known and well discussed that he'd taken documents with him. And all he had to do is obliquely, guy comes up to him, he meets with Ruskies and no one else around. He even did it in the White House. The FBI doesn't sit right next to him or the Secret Service and listen to everything that's said to him. Guy comes in and said, some of my principals are very concerned that you haven't repaid them $500 million, or some of my principals had a chance to review that tape of you in the Moscow hotel room and think, I don't know, maybe it's time to reveal it. And also, Trump does not want the Russian mafia collecting debts against him and injuring his family, even though he has Secret Service protection. And it's very easy for Trump to say, well, I don't want any of that. And in exchange, there are documents in a storage room that might be of interest to your principals. Guy thanks him. Suddenly, a delivery man shows up with a cell phone and a camera, goes in, closes the door in the storage room, photographs everything. Russian state TV, Evgeny Popov, he is the anchor. He'd be like the David Muir of ABC, you know, Evgeny Popov, except that it's Russian state TV and everything they say and do is screened by Putin and is in Putin's service. Came out and said, we've already seen these documents. They have to do with new nuclear weapons. Now, that may not be true, but it may be true. Going back to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, some of the, you know, that watching Colbert last night, it was what Mike Flynn that was, that they had a little montage of him just taking the Fifth Amendment, and they, you know, and they kind of did a little screed of what he would be singing if he sang the national anthem. Just, you know, I plead the fifth, because here's a guy who took an oath to the Constitution of the United States as a member of our service, and he simply has either lost or never has had a real concept of what that actually means to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. And it is just it's something he should have held sacred, and apparently now there's nothing, you know, the only thing sacred to them now is Donald Trump and whatever twisted version of Christianity he supposedly represents. It is just kind of, it's sad. And there's too many people out there that they don't want to look at this stuff. And remind, you know, refresh my memory, how long ago was it we found out that the Russians were paying bounties on our servicemen in Afghanistan?
Yeah, that's a couple of years ago. Right, exactly.
And,
no, you're
and
raising...
Trump never condemned...
Yeah,
they
raised
Trump never condemned Putin
points,
for that.
Mark, and I mean, the truth of the matter is that there's something rotten in the state of Denmark. Thanks a lot for calling in. Nick of Lake Mills, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Nick?
Yeah, Trump just had that big golf tournament with that Saudi Arabian guy and his entourage coming over. I'm sure they visited Mar-a-Lago and used that as a guise just to get in there and photograph documents. And that's why he's hanging on to him so long until... So he had a reason for, like, well, why is the Saudi Arabian guy here? Well, he's here for the golf tournament. And his entourage is hanging around at Mar-a-Lago and photographing documents and all that. And I'll just leave it at that. That just hit me this morning. I'm like,
yeah, well, you know, remember the Saudi Arabian guy gave Jared Kushner $2 billion. $2 billion. Now, Nick, $2 billion is some serious money. We're not talking chump change. We are not talking a piggy bank. $2 billion. Why did Jared Kushner, after Trump left the White House, get $2 billion? Did Jared Kushner, is he the guy that helped Trump take the documents? Is he the guy that told the FBI and ratted on Trump to save himself jail time? Because Jared Kushner's father went to jail, you know. There's a lot to talk about here. We're going to a break. Excellent call. Thanks, Nick and Mark. Going to a break, Dick. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.